Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Angels are on a three-game win streak, which is wonderful. Tonight is the second game of a three-game series with the Washington Nationals. I always like to call them the Washington Senators. It just sounds better. For those of you that remember the Broadway play Damn Yankees, or also the future motion picture Damn Yankees, which was kind of fun, and a lot of it was shot here in L.A., it just has a better ring to it, the Washington Senators versus the Washington Nationals. Anyway, the Halos had a nice W last night and are looking forward to add to the streak tonight, make it four in a row. And it is just great to see so much excitement out there on the field. And as a matter of fact, they almost had a totally full house last night. So it's great to see the Angels back in good form, but also drawing well. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also for your pizza lovers out there, Big Parm in the mess hall in Tustin is on the road today. So I will be covering the last segment of the show, his usual Ask the Chef segment. So do stick around. What we're going to try to fill you in on today is we've gotten some kind of frantic last-minute requests for Mother's Day ideas. So fret not. We definitely do have some ideas for Mother's Day. And in the meantime, a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We all owe a lot to mom in many different forms, and hopefully we celebrate Mother's Day every day all year round, but we do things extra special on Mother's Day. So again, congratulations to all the moms out there, and hopefully everyone will do right by you tomorrow. We will certainly encourage that. As always, do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. What we try to do during the show is post some visuals from the restaurants and food products that we talk about. But also during the week, that just kind of keeps you connected with the show, goings on. By Tuesday, we post or archive all the segments from the previous Saturday show. You can get them through the website or wherever you like to get your podcasts or audio segments from. Also updates on events and other things. And then also by Friday, we will post the show preview for the next day for Saturday's show so you can get filled in exactly what's going on. So again, a lot of useful information that is in our social media and on our website. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we're very fond of saying, but don't get tired of, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too. Just a great way to give you a visual for a lot of the things that we talk about on the show. And by popular demand, I'm trying to add more little videos to the still images that are on our Instagram feed. We've gotten a very good response to that. You know, we do take directions. So be looking for some of those. And we are enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. So exciting last Saturday morning to be out on a live remote for the first time since the start of the pandemic. For those of you that weren't able to catch the show, we were at Redbird at the historic Viviana Event Center in downtown LA. That was the former Catholic Archdiocese, the main Catholic church in downtown Los Angeles for many, many years before they moved to the Church of the Angels and a brand new facility. But some of the buildings there date back to 1876. All of that has been preserved. The former rectory building is now the Redbird Restaurant and private dining rooms for them. And the main part of the church is used for special events. They were booming when we were there last Saturday morning. We were there celebrating the publication of Jeff Tila's third cookbook, 101 Thai Dishes You Need to Cook Before You Die, which was an afternoon event in their garden for CCAP. And also be able to highlight Redbird, which has a lot of history as a fine dining restaurant in downtown LA. And as I was mentioning, they were jumping. So in the Redbird restaurant itself, they were doing brunch service, and they were totally packed for the whole time I was there. Out in the patio area, the upper patio area adjacent to Redbird on that level at the corner of 2nd and Main, there was an event going on. In the church building itself, or the former church building, which has now become the event center, they were setting up for a rather large wedding. And I'm just so glad to see Redbird and Viviana back after the pandemic, because you can imagine the struggle they went through during the pandemic when the events part of Viviana, they couldn't use. No events. No weddings, no gatherings, no conferences. So no revenue. And at the same time, they had to undertake all of that overhead because, again, with these old buildings, upkeep and maintenance is really important. And you have to do that regardless about whether the facility is being used or not. You know, think of the plumbing and the mechanical systems. So anyway, again, our congratulations to Neil Frazier and his wife, Amy Noel Frazier, who are the proprietors of Redbird and the Viviana Event Center. So glad to see them back active again. And they are big parts of the community and are very generous in supporting community causes, including the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. So definitely want to give them acknowledgement of that. For our big Mother's Day show today, of course, we have a lot going on. We're going to visit one of the gourmet specialty food products that I ran across at the Natural Products Expo West. This is a company called The Matzah Project that makes cracker snacks. Really fun folks. A delicious product, but also in terms of the way they approach marketing for a product like matzah, which on the surface of it may not seem too exciting. Then we are off to the Rhone Valley of France. There is a new emerging wine area called the AOC Vento. I had a chance to sample some of their wines and meet some of their winemakers a couple of weeks ago. We will share all of that with you with noted wine journalist Jonathan Cristaldi, who is our host for the evening. And then, as we do every year, the executive chef from Angel Stadium and the head of merchandising are in with us talking about what's new in food, beverage, and merchandise right here at the Big A. I had a tasting a few weeks ago, and let me tell you, there's a lot of incredible deliciousness that's on the menu, so you'll definitely want to be hearing that. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Eats. Coming back with the Matzah Project.